房东。
外面问题解决了没有？
解决了，我想他没来。
你不要想，你再去看看 ，make sure 解决了。他大概是你的。我的妻子是在这里结婚的，在美国。
I was married to my wife here in America.
18年半以前。
18 and a half years ago.
然后我们结婚以后，我们就回到台湾去，在我的学校里面教书。
So after we got married, I went back to China in order to teach in my school.
那个时候主要的原因，因为是政府用公费送我出来读书的。
The main reason I went back was because the government had sent me on a government scholarship.
因为公费是有这个义务应该回去服务的。
So therefore, I had an obligation to go back to serve.
所以那个时候我在美国读书的时候，所有我的朋友都知道韩伟读完会回去的。
And of course, all my friends knew that after I finished my school, I would have to go back.
当我的妻子决定要嫁给我的时候，她的家人就说：“什么人都可以嫁，不要嫁给韩伟。
So my wife was trying to make up her mind to marry me or not. Her family said that don't marry anybody. You can marry anybody but that person.
因为好容易把你送到美国，他要把你带回来，多可惜。
So difficult to send you to America, and now he's going to bring you back here.
但是我的妻子是一个很爱主的基督徒。
But my wife is, loves the Lord.
她每一次在神的面前祷告，她就觉得应该嫁给韩伟。
Every time she prayed to the Lord, God's position was that she should marry me.
所以我们结婚以后，我们在这里生了第一个孩子，然后我们回到台湾去。
So after the birth of our first child, we went back to Taiwan.
我们尽完我们应该服的义务，政府规定我们要服务2年，我们在国内做了4年的事情。
So we finished our obligation. The obligation was for 2 years, and we did it for 4 years.
然后神又让我们回到美国来，到我这里受训的学校，在费城，在医学院里做事。
So then I came back to the place where I've been trained in America, in Philadelphia, and we returned to that hospital.
那个时候是1965年。
That was 1965.
我们本来以为神也就要我们在这里定居下去了。
We thought that maybe the Lord wanted us to just settle down here.
学校给我们很好的一个很稳定的一个教学的工作。
And the school gave me a very stable position to teach there.
也帮助我们得到这个所谓 PR.
And so we obtained a PR to the school too.
我们在费城的郊外买了一栋我们很喜欢的房子。
We bought a house that we love very much in Philadelphia and suburbs. Yeah,
我们的孩子们也在那几年长得已经可以自己上学下学。
And our children had grown up to the extent that they could go to school back and forward of themselves.
所以我的妻子说他已经熬出来了。She has suffered through those hard years. 因为我们1965年回来的时候，我的老大只有4岁多一点。
At that time, my oldest son was only 4 years as he came back.
我的老二只有2岁半。
And the second was only 2 and a half years.
那么老三是1岁半。
And number 3 was a year and a half.
所以你们可以想象，一个母亲在美国带3个那么大的孩子是很困难的一件事。
You know that a mother in order to bring up 3 children like that was very difficult in America.
等到1969年的时候。
In 1969.
中原理工学院的校长辞职了。
中原 college, the president resigned.
他们的董事会就想找一个人接那个校长。
The board of trustees wanted to select someone to replace the president.
他们只有两个条件。
There were only 2 conditions.
那这个人应该是一个爱主的基督徒。
This person must be a Christian who loves the Lord.
这个人应该有一个博士的学位。
And this person must have a doctorate degree.
他们在国内找到了2-3个够资格的。
And they found a couple of people in the country with this qualification.
他们去问这些人愿不愿意做，人家都说我们不要做。
And they asked whether they wanted to be a president, and they said no.
因为中原那个环境非常的复杂。
And because it's very complicated, situation at 中原。
他们说那个校长做了10多年都要停的话，我们谁都做不下去。
And they said that this former president was able was working there more than 10 years and still had to leave. We really can't do that.
当然也有人想做这个位置。
There are people who wanted to do it, of course.
那他是有博士学位。
And they had the doctorate degree.
但是他不是一个好的基督徒。
But they're not a good Christian.
他想做就是因为这是一个有名有名字的一个好的一个位置。
Because this was, of course, a position with stature.
我听说他甚至于愿意告诉董事会，他保证他做1年全体受洗。当然，董事会不会愿意找这种人做院长。
Of course, the board of trustees would not select a person like that.
所以1969年，他们写了封信给我。
So 1969, they wrote me a letter.
他们说我们现在需要一个这样子条件的基督徒。
We need a Christian with this kind of qualification.
那么我们董事会请你考虑。
And the board of trustees wanted you to consider this.
我记得1969年的夏天，我和我的内人看这封邀请信的时候。
In 1969, as we, my wife and I, we looked at this invitation letter.
我的岳父，我妻子的父亲，也是中原的一个董事。
And my father-in-law, who was a trustee at the college there.
当他知道董事会要邀请我的时候，他立刻也写了一封信。
And I realized that the board of trustees wanted to ask me, he wrote me a letter too immediately.
他说：“韩伟，你千万不要接受这个位置。”
He wrote me and said, "You should not accept this position."
因为这里面困难重重。
Because there are so many difficulties in this job.
他说了很多很多的困难。
Because there are many many difficulties, he said.
他说：“我替你拟好了一封这个婉转decline 的这个信，拒绝的信。”
I've constructed a very nice letter for you to decline this offer.
因为他知道我写信只会用白话，不会用文言。
Because he knew that I would be very blunt in my response.
所以那一天我们收到中原的董事会的邀请信和我岳父的一封信。
So that same day I received this letter from the board trustees and from my father-in-law.
我收到的时候我心里面有一点，我觉得哦，我这个韩伟还不错。
So when I received it, I was rather proud of myself.
居然还有人瞧得起我。
And maybe somebody really considered me.
所以我就告诉我的内人，我说可以考虑考虑哦。
So my wife said we can consider this.
但是她看了这个信，她就哭了。
And when she saw the letter, she cried.
她说：“韩伟，我的命真苦。”
She said, "My life is really a suffering one."
她说：“我是劳碌命，你们懂吗？劳碌命。”
I've really gone through a very lot of suffering.
结了婚就跟我跑回去。
After marriage, we have to go back.
现在回来刚刚熬出来，又要回去。
他
说：“你就照于父亲的信，把它抄一抄，寄回去算了。”
Why don't you just copy my father's letter and just send it back?
但是后来我们夫妻得到一个 agreement， 我们彼此觉得有一件事我们要做。
But then my wife and I, we had something that we agreed upon that we would do.
那就是对这一类重要的事情，不要很仓促的就做决定。
And we said that for these very important matters, we would not make an abrupt decision.
所以我们说，我们祷告三个礼拜。
So we will pray together for 3 weeks.
看看神对这件事情有什么他的计划。
So that we will see how God, what kind of plan He has for us.
所以我们呢有三个礼拜的时间，我们每天早饭不吃，吃就禁食。
So for 3 weeks, we did not have a breakfast. We fasted in the morning.
我们到教会里面去问我们教会的长老他们的意见如何。
And we asked the elders of our church and what their opinion was.
我们也向神求要一个证据。我们说，如果你要我们回去，求你给我们一个证据。
And we asked God also for a sign and evidence.
我现在可以说出这个证据，因为现在这个证据已经没有关系了。因为那个时候我们决定要祷告三个礼拜的时候，我们就先写一封信给中原的董事会。在信上我们说，谢谢你们考虑邀请我。
We thank you for considering us.
我们希望能够为这个事情祷告一段时间。
We want to pray about this for a while.
那么同时请你们告诉我们，你们对我们有什么期望，有什么条件等等， 把这个所谓合约写给我们看。
At the same time, would you write us and say, tell us what your conditions and what your contracts and what your conditions are?
我们是想这样三个礼拜可以有一封信的来回。
So we thought that in 3 weeks we'll have this communication back and forward.
所以我和我的内人就有一个了解，如果他们的回信里面有一句话。
So we felt and agreed with my wife that if there was a...something in this particular letter that they sent to us.
如果这一句话是说是我们经过祷告，或者我们请你们祷告，请你们考虑，就是牵扯到祷告两个字，我们就当作是神要我们去。
They said that if they had included in their letter that they had considered the use of prayer in any way, that they would express themselves, that they would pray for us, or we would pray for this, or something like that, we would consider that as a sign from God.
因为我们知道中原的董事会开会和接书会，他都要祷告的。
We know that their meetings, the trustees and the other important meetings are all started off with a prayer.
所以我想那种信里面出现祷告两个字的机会是可以的，可以会有的。
So we are thinking that, well, they would write a letter like this, including about prayer.
在那三个礼拜里面我们在神的面前祷告。
So in those 3 weeks we prayed in the presence of God.
我的内人是诚心不要去的。
My wife, she really was sincere about not going.
她有很多理由，她说不应该去。
And many, many reasons that she thought that we should not go.
她说：“韩伟，为了你的事业，你应该留在这里。”
And she says, for your career, you should stay here.
因为回去不是做你的本行。
Because when you go back, you will not be doing your own work.
你做那些行政工作，你又没有经验，你可能做不好。
You'll be going back for administrative work, and you may not do it well.
她说：“为了孩子，你不应该回去。”
For the children, you should not do it.
她说：“你知道，在台湾孩子读书很苦。”
You know that in Taiwan, the children and their studies will be very tough.
他说：“你为了服侍神，你在这里也可以服侍神。”
If you want to serve the Lord, you can serve the Lord here.
他说：“教会需要你，查理曼需要你。”
The church here needs you, the Bible study needs you.
你每一次这种放长的 weekend 的时候，你就跑掉了，去领聚会去了。
In the long weekends, you often can go out to lead in meetings.
所以你这里也有需要。他说还有，我就是喜欢美国。
Also she said, I love America.
他美国有一些他的方便。所以他有很多的理由不应该回去。但是后来我们决定要祷告三个礼拜。等到三个礼拜完了以后，我们所得到的一些资料。
And after 3 weeks, we obtained these materials.
包括台湾来的信。
Including a letter from Taiwan.
里头没有祷告两个字。
There were not these letters, the words about prayer.
所以我们心里面很平安，神不要我们去。
So we were very peaceful. We thought that God did not want us to go back.
所以在1969年的暑假七月的时候，我们就 declined 掉这个 offer.
So in the summer of 1969, we declined this offer.
那个回的信上我就说是，我们虽然感激你们邀请我们，但是我们觉得神在拦阻这一件事情。
So we replied and said that even though we had prayed about this, we felt that God had obstructed this matter, and we are appreciative of your interest in us.
但是如果神的时候到了，他开路的话，我们是愿意回去的。
And we said that, but in God's timing, if God would open up the way, we would be willing to come back.
所以我们就辞掉了这个邀请。
So we declined the offer.
从那个时候到那一年的年底。
From that time to the end of the year.
很奇怪，神不断地用圣经里的一句话对我的妻子讲话。
And in a very mysterious way, God constantly used a verse in the Bible to talk to my wife.
到了那1970年的一月。
In 1970, in January,
有一次我们教会礼拜天早晨，因为费城下很大的雪，我们的讲员没有能够进城。
And one Sunday, because there was a heavy snow in Philadelphia, the speaker could not come into the city.
因为我是教会的一个长老，所以我和另外一个长老碰到这种机会就轮流站讲台的。
And because I was an elder of the church and we had rotations on speaking, so I had to speak.
所以那天早晨我就临时站讲台。
So as an emergency basis, I went up to speak.
那次我讲的题目是约翰21章。
And I spoke on John 21.
那里面就是主耶稣问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
It was a message where Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
我就说除非你不认识耶稣。
And I said that unless you don't know Jesus.
除非你不知道他爱你。
Unless you don't know that he loves you.
否则当他问你这个问题的时候，你只有一个答案。
Otherwise, when he asks you this question, you have only one answer.
你的答案就是主啊，我爱你比这一切更深。
And the answer would be, Lord, I love you more than all of this.
这一切对于你来讲，对于你来讲可以不一样。
To you and to this person and that person, this may not be just the same.
对于你可能是物质的世界。
To the one person, it may be.
这个 material world.
Material world.
对于另外一个人，可能是他的家人。
Another person, it may be the family.
可能在你的心目中，你爱你的子女胜过于爱一切。
Maybe that you love your children more than all of this.
那主耶稣那句话的意思就是你爱主比爱你的家人更多嘛。
And it simply spoken, it says you love your family more than he.
那天我说，我求主让我们今天每一个人听见他问我这句话。
And I spoke to the congregation that day that this particular message is directed to each one.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
You love me more than all of these.
那么这些你知道的，主知道的。
And all of these that we're talking about, you know, and God knows.
那天这篇信息讲完了以后，回到家里。
And after I spoke that message, I went home.
我的内人告诉我，他说这六个多月以来，神一直用这句话在问他。
Because all these 6 months, God has used this message particularly to ask her.
所以他说他今天在神的面前决定了。
So he says, today I've decided.
他说我认识主耶稣。
I know Jesus.
我知道他的爱。
I know his love.
我经历过他的爱。
And experience his love.
我没有理由不说主啊，我要爱你胜过于爱一切。
And I have no excuse to say to God that I love all these more than you.
所以从那一天起，他告诉我，他说 ，Paul， 以后若是再有工作的选择的机会
，Yes, he told me that if there's another opportunity to decide on work.
他说我绝对不考虑物质的环境。
I will not consider the materialistic surroundings.
我也不从孩子的教育着想。
I will not think about the education of the children.
我也不从我个人的喜好着想。
I will not think about my personal preference.
我也不从丈夫的事业着想。
I will not think about my husband's professional career.
我只要问这两个机会哪一个更能更多更直接的服侍神，我要选择那一个。
And I will just think about whether this which one of these would give me greater service for the Lord.
在那六个月里面，我学的一个功课和他的很类似。
And in the 6 months period of time, I had learned the lessons similar to what she had learned.
因为如果是在1969年的暑假我们回去的话
，Because if in 1969 in the summer if we had returned,
那里我一定有很多的骄傲的意念在里面。
I would have many feelings of pride within me.
我觉得我这个人不错。
I think that indeed I am not bad at all.
我觉得我这些雄才大略可以应用一番了。
I think that with my talents and my special abilities, I am going to be used finally.
但是那几个月，神就在问我：如果你是回去，你是为了你，还是真的为了服侍神？
And I know that if I had gone back then, God would have asked me, do you come back because of yourself or because of God?
我在神的面前很清楚，我说主啊，求你帮助我，不是为了自己，是为了你的名的缘故。
So I told God that I pray that you would allow me to do something which would not be because of myself but because of your name.
所以在1970年的1月，我们夫妻两个有共同的一个看法。
So in 1970 of January, my wife and I, we had the same kind of thought in mind.
我们跟主说，以后你要我们去什么地方，只要你让我们看出这个新的工作比现在能够更多服侍你，我们要去。
If you will give me a choice in the selection of the future, if we can find another work that would serve you even better, then I will select that.
我们那个时候甚至于想，也许主会把我们放到非洲去做传教的医生和护士。
And we thought that maybe the Lord would put us in Africa, that we would be a missionary doctor and a nurse.
如果那个时候有一个非洲的传教机构来邀请我们，让我们知道那个工作比这个工作更多服侍神，我们会去的。
If there was a mission organization that would invite us to go, and we felt that that was a more important work, we would have gone.
我们在教会里面告诉另外一个长老说，我们大概很快要离开 Philadelphia 了。
So I told another elder in the church that we think that we very soon will be leaving Philadelphia.
他说你怎么会呢？
So how come?
他说有什么人来邀请你？
Who has asked you?
我们说还没有。
I said, no, not yet.
他说那你怎么知道你要走？
How do you know you're going to leave?
我觉得我说我们夫妻两个预备好了，快要走了。
We were prepared and we will be leaving.
那一年的六月。1970年的6月，中原的董事会又写信来，说你们去年说神的时候没有到，说神拦阻这件事情，他说我们这一年还找不到人，那请问你今年神的时候到了没有？所以当我们再收到这个邀请信的时候，我的内人和我一起很快的就回信说我们来。
So we very rapidly replied and said we were coming.
我们回去之前，我们经过很多的教会。
So on the way home, we went through many, many churches.
我们求弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
We asked the brothers and sisters to pray for us.
我不记得那个时候有没有到这里来过。
I don't know whether I came to.
恐怕没有，嗯。但是我们求弟兄姐妹为我们祷告有几件事情。
A few things I asked the brothers and sisters to pray for us.
其中最重要的一件是为孩子的教育祷告。
One thing that we wanted to pray for was particularly the education of our children.
因为我们想我们自己回去做得好做不好没有什么关系，反正那么大了。
We think that we are really rather old, and when we go back, no matter how we do it, it may not be too bad.
但是孩子跟我们回去的确是会吃很大的苦。
We know that the children, when they go back, they will really suffer.
所以我们求弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，让神保守，让孩子们在教育上不会吃亏。
And we pray to God that the children will not suffer as a result of this.
我们那个时候心里头最大的负担是孩子的教育。
Our greatest burden at that time was the education of our children.
当然，我们也请弟兄姐妹为我祷告，因为我不会做院长。
And I also asked the brothers and sisters to pray for me because I did not know how to be an administrator and a president.
如果做了一年做不下来就逃回来，人家要笑话死了。
If after a year I had to escape and come back, I would be laughed to death.
所以求神保守我能够撑得下去，做得下去。
And I ask God to allow me to be able to work.
我也请弟兄姐妹为我的内人祷告。那个时候
I also ask my sister to pray for my wife.
因为她实在是为了跟着这个丈夫跑来跑去很辛苦。
And indeed she was following after her husband and going from this place to that place and was very distressed.
所以我请弟兄姐妹为她祷告，让她能够很快的适应那个搬了以后的环境。
Lord, to and brothers and sisters to pray that she would be able to adapt very quickly to the new environment.
现在已经八年了。
And now it's already 8 years.
我们回头再看神的带领，我们知道很奇妙。
And then looking backwards, I know God's guidance is really so marvelous.
神不仅仅是把中原的工作兴起来。
And not only has God raised up the work in Chungyuan.
到了时候，他把我又带到我的本行医学院里面去。
And then in the time, he had brought me back to my old profession.
当我离开费城那个医学院去做中原的院长的时候，人家说韩伟，你真傻。
And when I left the hospital in Philadelphia, I went to Chungyuan. People said I was really foolish.
你根本就走的完全这个与你本行不相关的一个行。
You've gone down to a discipline which is completely different from your own.
当时如果不是确信是神的带领，我们不会做。
But if we had not known that this was clearly God's guidance, we would not have done so.
等到1975年政府设立这个医学院，把我从中原调出来去做的时候，很多的基督徒说，韩伟，你当时的决定对了。
And in that time, when 1975, when the government requested my transfer to this new medical school, then the other people said that your decision originally was correct.
因为那几年在中原的行政的经验，政府觉得重要。
Because in the government's viewpoint, those years of training at of administration that Zheng Yuan, the government, felt was very important.
我们也看出孩子的教育，神实在恩待他们。
And we foresaw from our children and their education that God indeed had blessed them.
我的两个男孩子现在读高三，读高二。
And my two children, they are in their senior and junior years in high school.
神把他们现在放在纽约 Long Island 上面一个非常好的教会中学里。
And now they're in a very good a Christian school in Long Island.
他们已经在那里读了一年多。
And now they're there for a year already.
那个私立学校非常的贵。
This is a very expensive school.
我现在想，如果我当时没有回国的话，我如果是在费城，恐怕想不到会把我的孩子送到这样一个学校去。
If I had not gone back to China and I was remaining in Philadelphia, I think I would not have sent them to the school.
而且那个学校里面对孩子的属灵的要求非常的严。
And their spiritual requirements are very strict too.
去年暑假我们把他们接回家里去。
When we took them back to China last year,
我们发现他们属灵的光景和其他的情形都非常的好。
We found the spiritual condition and other condition was really good.
我这一次来大概还有十几天，我就可以去看到两个孩子。
Ten more days I will be able to see my two children.
我们实在看见神不但没有让孩子吃亏，反而给他们超过我们所想的那样子的好的教育。
Not only that they have any disadvantages, really they are more than our expectations.
他们的中文讲得很标准。
Chinese is very good.
他们给我们写信可以用中文。
And they write in Chinese.
他们的英文也比我的英文好。
And English is better than mine.
我的老大在那个学校里面是荣誉学生。
And the eldest son is honor student.
我那个老二读得不大好，像我一样，老是读不好书。
Second son is like me and not doing that well in school.
但是在那个学校里面，我们很放心。
But we're really very feel very happy with the school, very comfortable with the school.
我们的小女儿现在读高一。
And our youngest child, she's now in the first year of high school.
在台北也是住在一个教会的学校里面。
She also lives in a church-run school.
所以我只能说，回过头来看神的带领实在很奇妙。
And so as I look back, I know that God's guidance is very marvelous.
我想也许有几个重点。
I know that there are several important points.
一个重点就是夫妻两个必须要同心。
One very important point is that the husband and wife must be one in heart.
第二个就是一定要在神的面前愿意跟着神走。
The other way I think is that they must be willing both to go according to God's will.
当你有这样子的心意的时候，神会开很明确的路。
If they have this same will, then God will open up the way.
我们很容易犯的一个毛病就是，当有两个工作的机会的时候，我们是用待遇来衡量。
A lot of times when we have two jobs open to us, we use salary as a way of deciding.
如果两个待遇都一样，我们就麻烦了。神了，哪一个是你的旨意呢？
If the two salaries are about the same, then we come and trouble God, which is your decision.
我们就要选哪一个环境比较好一点。
And maybe one with circumstances better.
也许亲戚朋友多一点。
Maybe more friends and relatives.
但是一个真正认识神的人，当他有不同的机会选择的时候，应该选择更直接有效服侍主的工作。
The one who really loves and knows the Lord should select it on the basis of whether we can really serve God in a better way.
我想这几个是比较重要的关键。
I think these are more important considerations in this.